and welcome to Shiba Yemeni Food and Recipes. Today I'm going to be sharing with you how to make mutabak, which is a food with a thin dough filled with meat, cheese, or egg. Mutabak in Arabic means folded or layered, and this is a popular street food eaten in Yemen and Saudi Arabia, and also Malaysia, Indonesia, and Southeast Asia. The first step is to make the dough. To do this, mix all of the dough ingredients together. Very important, you want to make sure you use a high gluten flour. This is commonly just sold as bread flour because this is going to let the dough to stretch very thin without breaking. Mix all these ingredients together and knead them until they're smooth, about 5 to 10 minutes by hand or using a mixer. The dough should be slightly sticky, that's okay. Grease your hands well with oil so you can handle the dough. And then break it into 6 equal pieces. Form each piece into a smooth ball by folding it under or rolling it with your hands. And grease each ball generally with oil, just a couple teaspoons on top after you're finished. That will do the trick, because you're gonna let this dough sit for 3 hours and you don't want it to dry out. Letting the dough sit for a couple hours is really an essential step because it lets the dough relax and it will let it roll out into a thinner and larger piece at the end, which is really what you want. So go ahead and cover it and let it sit for a couple hours. So the next step is to make my filling. And for the filling, you have a couple of options. You could do just a cheese or an egg filling, which is a way which it's commonly found. For this recipe, I added ground beef, but you could also substitute chicken, vegetables, or any other thing. It's really versatile. And what I did was I just sauteed my onion and my garlic in oil for about 5 to 10 minutes until it's browned. Then I added the meat and I browned that for another 10 minutes until it's cooked through. Add spices and your salt. And then add the tomato and cook the tomato until it's just softened, about 2 minutes. In a large bowl, lightly beat your eggs. I used 4 in total. Then add to that your chopped leek and your cheese if you want, that's optional. I use the triangle cheese, but you could also use feta cheese, ricotta, any white cheese would work well. Then add your meat and stir it until it's just combined. You can set that aside, and now we're going to prepare the dough. The next step is to toss out our dough into a very thin layer. And since the dough has been sitting for 3 hours, it should be really soft now and really easy for me to get it very thin. I'm going to toss my dough out by hand, and I do this by first patting it down on the table, pressing it into the table and to make it into like a 6-inch disc. And I put oil on top, and then I grab it with my two hands, my right hand underneath the dough and my left hand above, grabbing it with both fingers, and then just lifting it, kind of tossing it back, lifting it with my right hand and tossing it back over my left hand, and then in one motion smacking it back against the table. And at the same time, rotating your hands around the dough so you get it evenly. Now, this takes a little bit of practice, and there's some real experts online that you can search and you can see if you want to learn more about how to toss it by hand. If you're not able to toss it by hand, you could just roll it with a rolling pin and get it really, really thin. You need it very thin so it's see-through. Like you can see how you can almost see the table. You can see the table underneath the dough. That's what you want. It needs to be very thin. You want to try to avoid holes. And if all else fails and the dough is not working out for you, I forgot to mention in the beginning, you can use like Sambusa dough, or so I've seen some people use phyllo dough from the supermarket, egg roll wrappers. If you're not able to work with the dough and it's giving you too much problems, you could just use a store-bought dough. And then what I need to do is put a couple spoonfuls of my filling and place it in the middle of the dough in a square shape. This is going to be the final size and shape of the mutabak. So you want to make it, small enough so it can fit on your pan, but you want to make it big enough so it has a nice size. So you're going to fold this over for on all four sides. And you want to make sure you have enough dough to fold it over, but not too much dough that it becomes too many layers of dough on the bottom. Ideally you would pick this up with a spatula, like a metal large spatula. I don't have a spatula in my kitchen, so just had to pat it down with my hands. And cook it on both sides. Cook it in oil. I forgot to show, but I put oil on the pan. So you're pan frying this essentially, and you want to brown it on both sides. If it's fairly thin, it should cook like quickly, maybe 3 to 4 minutes. And you can turn it around, flip it a couple times to make sure it's cooking evenly. When it's done, you can cut it into 6 or 9 pieces and then serve it with lime. Okay, that's my video on how to make mutabak. I hope you liked it. If you did, you can check out the Shiba Yemeni Food channel, and there's more videos there, and subscribe. Thanks. Thank you.